Today we're going to talk about your happiness and how it affects other people, whether you actually know it or not. You affect other people, sometimes positively, sometimes negatively. Why is she so happy? Is she faking it? Are they really in a great marriage? How can she live life like that? Why is she always seem to be so happy? Oh, what is she doing? She's always smiling. She's always walking around with that fake smile on her face. Oh, she's always acting as if she's in a good mood. Why does she act like that? No one is perfect, and no one can be happy all the time. No one has a perfect marriage. No one can just be that cheerful all the time and energetic. Why does she always seem to be in such a good mood all the time? How is it that she's always happy? Why isn't it really me that should be happy like that? How come it is her that is happy like that? That's always what I've wanted. How come she gets to live that type of life? Who is she to live that type of life? These are the type of things that people truly say about you and think about you. Some of them are speaking out to you. Some of them show you through their actions. But how is it that you, how do you handle these things? How do you continue to carry yourself? How do you feel about knowing that people think this way about you? What makes you stand strong and firm in your happiness and your positivity from day to day, regardless of what people think, say, or do towards you? Ask yourself these questions. Sometimes we all like to indulge in a little entertainment, whether it be movies, music, gossip. Some of us like to entertain ourselves in different ways. And sometimes it is in a positive way. Sometimes it is in a negative way. Some of us, as females, we like to indulge in drama. I like drama on TV, not in real life. Drama on TV, that's beautiful. I love watching it. Okay, it's the beginning of the show, the end of the show. Okay, that's it. Some of us as females like to indulge in not only drama on TV, but drama in real life, and also gossiping. And the thing about it is I see it as life is too short to be focused on so much negativity all the time. It is not going to benefit me in a positive way. In real life, I don't actually want to be bothered with it. I entertain myself with things, with my family, my son and I, you know, his cartoons, things like that. But as far as other things, like negatively, you know, indulging in gossip towards other people and about other people and what they're doing and how they're doing, I don't make time for that. I can't make time for that. I'm not being benefited from it at all. Some females feel like they should go about their way with that in their life, and that's how they see each other. And some females can be very catty towards each other, as opposed to just talking about girl power or women empowering women. A lot of people don't really live their lives to that magnitude. I choose myself to live my life to that magnitude. Yes, I respect all that respect me, but also, you gotta give respect to get respect sometimes. And some of us, we put that face on, it's like that game face on. Oh, we're empowering women. Let's stand up for our sisters. Some of us are not doing that. Some of us are envious. Some of us are cold-hearted, evil, jealous, malicious,
manipulative and deceitful to their sisters. And they try to put on that game face as if they are not. Everything is a competition as opposed to actually feeling happy and congratulatory, you know, to each other as not only females, but as a human being.
I actually feel flattered when I find out that people are talking about me or thinking about me in ways that seem to reflect their insecurities. Because as I'm living my life, I'm happy, I'm minding my business, I'm doing as much good as I can in this world to help other people. What should it be of your business of why am I happy all the time, or why am I always quote unquote positive all the time? What makes me so cheerful all the time? What is the purpose of you trying to find out everything about me so close knitted? For what reason? Because some people only want to find out specific things about you so that they can have some type of dirt on you and to sit and gossip about, because there's no good reason behind it, really, when you see that people are trying to figure out who you are and if you are really that happy. What else would be the purpose behind it? Because if I see someone that's always happy or they're minding a business, hey, that's good for them. I'm happy, thankful that other people get to experience life the way they get to experience it. In whatever ways they're happy, hey, thank God, they're happy. That's good for them. Woo-ha for them to live on. Great. But for me to sit and try to figure out detail by detail about them and why he or she is happy and how is it that they stay consistent about it, and I'm not trying to figure out ways to get this information to obtain it for a positive reason, then that means I'm trying to use it for evil. And what would be the purpose of that? Why would I want to make someone a target, basically, of my insecurities? And that's what really is going on. A lot of people, they don't want to discuss that. But when you see people carry themselves in that manner, it is because simply they are unhappy. They are insecure of themselves. And their waiver in the world is to sometimes take everything positive and to turn it into something negative, and to try to make someone else feel the experience that they are feeling from day to day or from moment to moment. It's actually a sad thing, but it's a very real thing. And you wouldn't think that people would carry themselves in that way, but they actually do. They actually do. And some people enjoy it. Some people, they are trying to find ways to get out of it. Sometimes some people don't know how to get out of it. And it's the best thing that they can do is to actually gossip and to talk about things while they're going through pure hell, instead of focusing on what they need to focus on and address those issues, so that way they can move forth and be happy and positive from day to day as well. They choose to look at other people and try to figure out what other people are all about. We are not built for that. We are made to try to help each other, to live here on earth with each other, but also to try to take care of yourself, to build yourself up, so that way you can be the best man or woman that you can be. That should be your agenda, not focusing on what someone else has or what someone else does or how they do it. And that is the problem that a lot of people come to the section in their life where they fail, because they're trying to figure out, how is it that other people can be so happy, so positive? Why is it their life seems to be so beautiful when they're missing out on focusing on the beauty in their own lives? Why? Because they're blinding themselves by looking at someone else, by observing other people. They're not appreciative to what they have or what they're experiencing or what they have experienced in their own lives. And it's sad. It's a very sad state to be in. Protect your peace and positivity at all costs. We must not let anything or anyone knock us off of our positivity pedestal, because you deserve it. You've worked hard towards it, and the thoughts or opinions of naysayers don't matter, and they never will. So stand tall and remain resilient in being positive amongst the negativity. Just be yourself, be happy, live your life, live your truth, and it doesn't matter how other people think you should be, or how they feel as if you have to prove to them exactly who you are. Do what you have been doing and live your life the best way that you know how, and forget about what other people think. They're not paying your bills. They're not in the house with you every day. They don't care about you at all. So why worry about what the heck they think about you? Live your life and enjoy it on purpose, because you know you're actually enjoying it is the first part. And the second part is, if people want to watch you like that, let them go ahead and watch what they can watch, because that means that they are miserable. Don't let negativity take over your positivity. Expel all negativity. Expel it. Remember, to be kind, it is free. Thanks for tuning in to Nikish Speaks. Till next time, take care, guys.